RTI.com.
Welcome to our latest podcast episode of the RTI Interview. My name is Christian Salo. Today, we are looking at the world of asset-backed securities, an asset class that has proven remarkably resilient in uncertain times. As interest rate dynamics challenge and banks adjust their lending terms, ABS continue to offer stable returns even in volatile markets. To help us understand the current state of the European ABS market, we are joined by Egbert Bronsiemer. He is a senior portfolio manager at Aegon European ABS Fund. Egbert has extensive expertise in structured finance and fixed income markets. He will share his insights into the latest trends, risks, and opportunities in ABS investing. Egbert, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Christian, and thank you for being here.
The past year has seen banks actively seeking more ABS business. Can you explain why ABS have remained resilient despite market turbulence and shifting interest rates?
Well, it is a good question. And I think if we look at the last, let's say, 3 or 4 years, we have seen quite some volatility in financial markets. To name a couple of events, of course, it all started with the COVID crisis, the outbreak of the war, interest rates increasing, inflation increasing, a cost of living crisis. And throughout this time, we've seen that European ABS is able to provide these type of stable returns and sort of predictable returns, if you will. If you take a step back, is that if I look at the drivers of return in financial markets in general, you can state that it's driven by market expectation and supply and demand technicals. So, of course, if markets go up, it could be that there's more demand than supply. It could also be is that market expectations are changing and that way affecting credit spreads. So if you focus only on fixed income markets, we're all quite familiar with the longer duration products or the traditional fixed income products like corporate credit, government bonds. And they have that inverse relationship with interest rates. So if interest rates go up, the returns go down. If you look at European ABS, the characteristics of that market, it is a floating rate coupon market. So that means basically that if interest rates move, your coupon basically goes up. And that means that your income goes up. And especially in the last few years with the volatility in interest rates, first going up and now going down, European ABS returns are not that much affected, at least not in a negative way, by the change in market expectations of interest rates. So basically, if interest rates go up in European ABS, your coupon goes up and hence your return goes up. The other thing is that, of course, that what I mentioned, the drivers of return is the demand and supply technical. So meaning that if demand outpaces supply, credit spreads tighten, and then you get that outsized returns. And that's something that we've seen in the last couple of years, that credit spreads tightened after an initial widening after the COVID crisis and the LDI crisis and interest rates going up. And that has helped driving returns of European ABS. But that being said, European ABS always had a pickup, for example, compared to corporate credit. So meaning that you're earning an additional premium on top of what you would normally expect for corporate credit. And that means that in case of volatility, so basically credit spreads widening, so sentiment changing in the market, is that after an initial negative return, you're able to recoup that loss much faster than a product which has narrower credit spreads. So that means, especially in the last 4 or 5 years, which you would normally see in a much longer time period, so sentiment changing, interest rate expectations changing, and quite some pressure on financial markets, is that ABS has been able to outperform the more traditional fixed income markets.
We have seen a rise in ABS issuance from countries like Italy, Spain, France, and the Netherlands. What is driving these trends, and how do regional differences within the Eurozone impact the market?
Well, if you look at ABS, what it actually is, so why are people or banks or financial institutions issuing ABS? There's basically two reasons for that. One reason is a funding reason. So basically the bank or the financial institution basically needs to fund their issuance of credit products, like mortgages, credit cards, auto ABS. And the other part is could be arbitrage. So meaning that an institution could say, well, I can use the ABS market to enhance my returns because I keep the lower part of that. And especially the arbitrage, that is especially attractive in times when credit spreads for ABS, they are tightening. And that's what we've seen in the last, let's say, 2 years. So 2024, there has been a lot of issuance, as you rightfully mentioned. And the driver of that is why it has increased, is that the ECB stimulus has mostly disappeared. The majority of that is something called TLTRO. So those were the long-term funding operations by the ECB. And the banks, they needed to find another type of funding tool aside from using just a central bank to increase their lending, is that they needed to go to the public markets. And then you have a couple of options, like covered bonds, unsecured senior financing, but also ABS. And I think that has happened in the last, let's say, year and a half, is that a lot of these issuers, either they were new to the market or they are returning to the ABS markets for a long hiatus since the GFC, actually. So that is helpful also for a market. So it adds to diversification. So there are more asset classes, more geographies, and that helps to the diversification in the ABS market.
Do these advantages that you just named come with costs such as liquidity?
Not really. So what people were a little bit afraid of, if you look at what the ECB has done, let's say since 2012 when they launched their purchase programs, is that people were afraid that if the ECB steps back, that will have an effect on spreads. So spreads will widen because they are such a sizable amount of traditional fixed income markets mostly. So they have bought government bonds, corporate bonds, covered bonds, but they've also bought ABS. But to a much lower extent. So it was always our expectation that when they take a step back, it will not affect ABS markets as much as it will affect the other markets. However, if you look at ABS, even if it was only a small part, there have been new entrants into the market. So bank treasuries have started buying again. Asset managers like ourselves have started buying more. We've seen continuous inflows into the ABS industry. And rightfully so, because as where we started the conversation with, it is an interesting product in uncertain times. So when interest rate volatility is high, when sentiment changes, geopolitical issues still ongoing, and of course now where everybody's talking about the Trump administration, that is affecting financial markets quite tremendously because of the policies that are largely unknown or changing every day. That ABS is basically helping to provide that stability. And you do see that the benefits with ABSF, so floating rate and a high pickup compared to traditional fixed income markets, is making it beneficial for parties to start investing in ABS as well, or increasing their allocation to ABS.
Let's analyze consumer behavior and credit quality. You mentioned it already. What factors are supporting the trends, and do you see any potential risk ahead?
What a lot of people were expecting, and I think that was on the front of people's mind, is that with the cost of living crisis, that's real, right? So people did spend more money on products that you need in a daily life. But in addition to that, of course, interest rates have increased quite significantly as well compared to, let's say, 5-6 years ago. So people were afraid that the consumer would fall behind on payments. However, of course, with the COVID crisis, and I think that's widely discussed in financial literature, but also in the newspapers, is that one thing that happened is that the tremendous stimulus that individual governments gave their consumers. So we've seen savings rates increasing, but also with the inflation, you do see is that wages have increased as well. I wouldn't say that wages have increased as much as inflation. However, that part partially compensates for the increased costs that consumers are facing in their daily lives. Aside from that, if you look at the low interest rates in the last, let's say, decade or so, until 2 years ago, you do see is that people have taken advantage of that. So they took out longer fixed rate mortgages, for example, and they don't feel the immediate burden of increased interest rates. Of course, I mean, they do feel it when they have to move houses, for example. They are unemployed. They need new credit, for example. But with that unemployment rate and the labor conditions quite tight across Europe still, is that without an increase, a meaningful increase in unemployment, we didn't see any significant increase in people falling behind on their payments. So it is our expectation until that happens, fundamental performance of consumer credit will be quite good, actually.
Please give us an investment outlook. Where is the market developing to?
Well, of course, I don't have a crystal ball, but the initial expectation before, let's say, Trump started doing his thing, basically, it was our expectation that the market would continue on the same footing as 2024. So quite high primary issuance because spreads have tightened in the ABS market. So it is quite an efficient funding tool for banks and other financial institutions to issue. Also on the arbitrage side, you do see is that with spreads tight, of course, the arbitrage increases for arbitrage vehicles in the ABS, enhancing the returns for the equity holder. So we would expect that markets would continue on the same footing. Of course, you do see with lower interest rates or more stability in interest rates, if you will, is that people are getting more confident in the future as well. So inflation is much more under control. The ECB has lowered rates. So that means is that there is much more certainty and people are, again, buying houses, getting new credit lines from companies to start investing. So in that sense, that needs to be financed. And the ABS and RMBS market is one that is still attractive for financial institutions to use, given where the demand is as well. So I think for ABS, at least from the issuance side, we do expect that issuance and still is, barring any other flare-up in volatility, that, let's say, primary issuance will be the same as we've seen in 2024. As an investor in ABS, of course, spreads have tightened, but you do see, especially in the last week or so, spreads have widened a little bit because ABS markets are not immune to everything else which is out there, but it just reacts a little bit later than everything else. So it's sort of a secondary effect. But I would say that it's still in the current market environment. You do see, for example, what happened last week in Germany, interest rates went up again against market expectations due to the fiscal stimulus that is being talked about, the increase in military spending also from the European Union. And that is a positive, at least for the outlook for European growth. And with the outlook for European growth now being a bit more positive than it was prior to last week, I would say that it is also beneficial for the consumer. So aside from the fact that will help the fundamental performance, interest rates are a little bit lower. There's much more consumer confidence. Saving rates are still high. So I think from both a fundamental perspective, it is also quite a positive market to be in. But that being said, if you have that pickup, what I mentioned earlier, for European ABS as an investor, and not so much dependent, or at least you're not so much affected by the changes in interest rate expectations by the market, that it's still an interesting place to invest in.
Okay.
Despite spreads being tighter than they used to be.
So that looks like a bright future.
Correct.
Good. Excellent. These were the insights from Egbert Bronsema. He is Senior Portfolio Manager at Aegon European ABS Fund. Egbert, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for the interview, Christian.
LTE.com, the online portal for institutional investors in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. LTE.com.